Hey everyone, this is Jerry Fabianek on KYGT, LPFM, 102.7, 103.9, and still coming at you here from the center of the universe, and that, of course, is Clear Creek County, Colorado, and this is The Rabbit Hole, and I am very excited because we have a new educational leader in the district right now, and we're just getting to know each other, and I'm already enjoying the conversation we've had off mic ahead of time, and her name is Karen Quanbeck. So Karen, would you like to say hi to the audience?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here today, Jerry.
You got it, and thrilled to have you. We're going to do today just an introductory, cursory, kind of get to know you a little bit. And then over time, I would love for you to come back onto the radio as we start getting more in particular about particular issues here in Clear Creek, whether it's about the individual schools, testing, property management, all that other fun stuff that you get to be in charge of.
Thank you. I would welcome opportunities like that to come in on a regular basis and talk about what's happening and especially celebrate some of the things happening in our schools.
Excellent. I like that. Celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so tell us about you, your educational background and your life story too, you know, where you were born. And
sure.
Just so we can get to know you and then you'll get to know us. I'm sure of that.
Right on. Thank you. So I was born in Minnesota and I grew up in Minnesota. You'll hear the O's, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah,
they do the log roll.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And it'll come out every once in a while. I did my undergrad at Carleton College in Northfield. And I actually got into education in the longest, most expensive way possible. So I was an economics undergrad, thought that would be a lovely way to go into the land of business. And after working at a test prep company that shall go unnamed, I got kind of mad. I got mad that we were charging money for kids to do better on standardized tests, such as the SAT and the GED and so on and so forth. So I decided to go get my teaching degree, and I did that, and I actually taught high school and coached high school my very first year in Minnesota. In fact, the first year, because I was nuts, I accepted a program where I got my master's degree for free, but I was only paid for half salary. I coached all season, coached three seasons as a high school teacher. And at one point I had five different preps. And it was fun. You get it as a past teacher.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head here.
Right? I remember falling asleep over my history books trying to prep for the next day. And I was saved by a number of other experienced teachers and coaches. But there was a key moment that first year teaching when I took over for someone who went out on maternity leave, and I had a high school psychology class that I took to the middle school, and I fell in love with middle school kids. From there, moved out to Colorado, so I had my master's at this point, my teaching degree, my undergrad economics degree, and taught middle school out here in Colorado.
When was that?
Oh my goodness. It would have been in the mid-90s.
Okay.
So,
and why Colorado then and not stay in Minnesota or somewhere else?
Because it sounded fun. And I love the mountains.
Had you been here before?
I had. I had gone back and forth a few times.
Okay.
Fell in love with middle school. And I would say I kind of grew up professionally at the middle school level. I taught middle school social studies, which I think we may have a connection there.
Oh, yeah. And you, I remember the day.
Yep, and you know middle school kids, one minute they are goofy and wonderful and they've got stickers on their foreheads, and the next minute they're full of tears and drama because something terrible happened.
I had an old friend, she said, she's you're sad, you're magic, glad you're bad, all within minutes of one another there. So, middle school is a very special level of education.
Yes. love them. Transitioned at that point from, I was in Adams 50, moved over to Jeffco, and this would have been, now I've actually had to go back and count, about 22 years ago. And I, again, stayed at the middle school level for a long time and then got interested in administration. More than anything, I think I was tapped on the shoulder and said, hey, I think leadership would suit you well. Okay. And led at the middle school level. I was a middle school assistant principal. I was actually out on maternity leave with my son, Jackson, and I got a phone call. And it was the current middle school principal saying, hey, I'm going to take another job. You should be the middle school principal here. And I remember saying, no, thank you, and hanging up because I was 2 weeks into having a brand new baby, second child. Anyway, a few weeks later, I was standing in the middle of a middle school gym. Jackson, my newborn baby, was in the front pack, and it went from there.
Oh, wow.
So it was fun. But that's, I also believe that things happen for a reason, and we are here to serve our communities and serve our kids. So I was a middle school principal for a few years, and then decided that if I'm living in Colorado, I need to be in the mountains. Yeah. And so moved my family up to Evergreen.
Excellent.
At this point, I had a kindergarten-ready daughter, Chloe, and my little guy, Jackson. And I became the principal over at Ralston Elementary in Genesee for 5 years, put Chloe in as a kindergartner, my first year as principal, which was a beautiful thing to be aligned as an educator and a mom. Jackson followed her a few years later and was there for 5 years.
Yeah.
Probably my most favorite job ever. I love little mountain communities. I love the gift of, you know, just what that community brings, how people come together. So really enjoyed that. Then again, got tapped on the shoulder. Hey, we think you should come down to the Ed Center, as we call it in Jeffco. And then spent a number of years doing central work.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently was the, and I guess I still am for a few more days, the chief of schools for elementary in Jeffco, which is a position that includes a lot of kind of systems and strategic thinking, but ultimately oversees about 90 elementary schools and 17 charter schools.
So it sounds, you got the full breadth then, because when you got in education, you started at the high school, the secondary level.
Yep.
Then at the middle school, and then the elementary, and you got the mix. And now you've moved into admin.
Yes.
Kudos to you on that. Was not in my cup of tea, but I totally recognize the need for excellent educational leaders at the school level and at the district level there. In that time, Karen, as you're through your experience, your educational philosophy, what was it? How has it evolved? Where are you now?
Sure.
With all this in your background.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. And I feel fortunate, and I'll give a couple shout outs to the leaders that I've learned under, including Dr. Cindy Stevenson, Dr. Jason Glass, and other fantastic leaders, because I think they, along with others, including every teacher that I've worked with and paraeducator and so on and so forth, have really shaped this for me. But it's all about kids. And I know people say that, but that goes to my core. If it's not happening in the classroom, as we like to say, it's not happening. And what I mean by that is everything that we do, whether it's from the district office or it's from the school office or it's a community member, everything we do should be in service and support of a positive impact on what's happening with kids in classrooms. And then a little bit further than that, we as educators, and I use that term educators broadly, I'm talking about classroom teachers who have the number one impact on kids. I'm talking about our aides, our paras, our bus drivers, everyone.
Everybody's part of that team.
Absolutely. We have a responsibility to really know our kids. And without getting too far into the weeds with educational research and throwing different names out, we'll do our best work with kids when we really understand who our kids are. What do they bring to us? What talents, what gifts do they bring to us? What challenges, what gaps, what data can we look at? And I tend to be, I appreciate standardized tests, and I won't get too far into this, but it really needs to be a whole body of evidence when it comes to what we use to evaluate success with our kids.
Right.
But we as educators need to understand who they are as learners. And as we're getting better and better at that, which we're in a great time in education right now, as you know, we're able to better personalize our learning for kids.
Yes.
That's clear to me. In addition to that, I would say in the last probably 5 or 6 years, I feel very fortunate that I feel like there's a shift happening in education. And I'll just say a little bit, and then maybe we can save it for a future conversation, because I don't want to go in a huge... But I love what's happening, and it's all around helping our kids develop skills and mindsets that will prepare them for a future that's probably different than what we experienced.
Yeah.
And so you can throw out whatever terms you want, 21st century learners, although now that's kind of an old term, global ready learners, whatever it is, our kids need educational experiences that look different than kids in rows. Doesn't mean direct instruction is bad, because there's actually a great place for that. But our kids also need opportunities to work in groups. Our kids need opportunities to have messy problems without answers to solve. Our kids need opportunities to be creative. So as I'm excited to get in the classrooms in Clear Creek, I'm especially excited to think together with our current educators and think together about how our experiences for kids can look and what's happening already. It's going to be exciting.
It is. And I'm so thrilled to hear you saying that, Karen, that I go back in my educational background learning and realize how much our school systems are structured both on the agrarian calendar and the factory model of production.
Yep.
So we're off in the summers. Why? Because kids need to work on the farm. Okay.
Right.
Education, learning doesn't stop in June and pick back up in August, September. So we know that.
Yeah.
All right. Another one is, you mentioned the rows. Rows kill me. Mm-hmm. It's like going into a factory. So you have this particular room over here that this particular product is being processed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put them in rows as if kids are widgets.
Right.
And we're going to move them through, and they're all going to open up that little head and dump in all everything to know about math or writing or whatever it happens to be. And we're going to give them a test at the end, and by golly, they're going to be smart.
Yep.
Except that that's not the way the human brain works.
Right.
So I'm just thrilled to hear you saying this, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Yes.
You know, this evolve here, and the, you know, with the teachers and the schools and so on. And the other thing I just want you to comment too, and it's kind of, you mentioned old terms and everything, but the concept of the whole child, you were getting at it there, is to get to know them.
Yep.
And because the children who grow up in one set of circumstances are different than another. And I frequently say, you know, and I think statistics back me up, if you want predictability on kids and how they're going to perform on test, just look at their zip code and their family income, and you got it. So why bother with the test?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Right. And, well, I could go again off a long bunny trail there.
Yeah, it's
exciting to think about. And at the end of the day, kids bring to us, you know, these amazing mindsets. Kids come in willing and ready and excited to learn, regardless of where they come from. And depending on what they have access to in our classrooms, we develop them, we try to develop them into these amazing learners who are excited to embrace new ideas, or we beat the creativity right out of them by giving them worksheet after worksheet and putting them in rows. Yeah. And again, there's not a bad instructional strategy, but when you only use one and you don't give kids access to other kinds of learning, then our kids of different learning styles don't have that opportunity. We're not developing our kids in the best way that we possibly can.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just want to remind our listening audience, this is Jerry Fabianic on KYGT, LPFM 102.7, 103.9, visiting here with our incoming superintendent, and that is Karen Quanbeck, and talking about educational philosophies. So with that in mind, when you look at your skill set, your expertise, your background, where do you see your areas particular strong, your strength? And where do you see a need perhaps in learning and development there as you come into this new role, which is going to be new for you, A, as a district, a new whole new district, and a whole new role because you've not been a superintendent before?
Right. I know. Great question, because I really had to reflect on that as I was thinking about where do I fit and can my skill set and my mindset do the very best work that's possible for Clear Creek. I'm very, very thoughtful about that, because again, I think we're all here for a reason, and that's, for me, it's about serving kids and serving communities. So in terms of areas of strength, I'll kind of channel maybe folks that I work with now, because I always think that's a little bit hard to talk about. I really feel comfortable around climate and culture and building relationships. I've been in the land of elementary, I'll call it, most recently. Instructionally, I feel most comfortable with elementary since I've been there, but I spent a lot of time in middle school as well. And so when it comes to thinking about instructional strategies, thinking about systems and structures and how classrooms and groups are organized within elementary and middle schools, probably most comfortable there. High school, I'll be wrapping my head around what does that mean in terms of, you know, the new graduation requirements are a pretty big deal. Yeah. We want to make sure our kids are ready. Right. So I'll have really good partnerships there. And even just thinking about how you shift instruction at a secondary level is different than you would an elementary level. Our elementary educators might think about things a little bit differently than our secondary educators. And I'm very aware of that, very aware that you always have to start with the why, and then it's got to be relevant and authentic. One size does not fit all. So I will look again to my great partners in Clear Creek as well as in the surrounding district areas to help me with that high school piece. As I've been saying goodbye to great friends in Jeffco, what I started to say is, well, I'm not really saying goodbye because you're probably going to see and hear more of me as I reach out. And I know you're going to help me. And there'll be some pieces, too, as a brand new superintendent that I'm very aware. I don't even know what I don't know yet. Have already thought about and reached out to some good friends who are superintendents in the area and, again, other partners in some local organizations who have said, of course, we'll come help you. They're so excited, which is wonderful. I think I've really built strong connections and partnerships in my past 22 years, whether it's in Jeffco or in surrounding districts. I tend to do a lot of cross-district work. And so thank goodness people are saying, absolutely, we'll come consult, we'll help. And I know we've got amazing experts in Clear Creek who will help me as I learn lay of the land.
Yeah, because you'll see, and you may already know, that the population, there is a divergence in a way from the east side and then more in the central and the west side and everything. Yep. But kids are still kids.
Yep.
And they still are, you know, can be excited and they still need to come out with this, you know, a basic skill set, if not better.
Right.
And also the culture. You talked about wanting to live in the mountains. You do.
Yep.
You live already up here at Evergreen and so on. And I taught over in Summit County. That mentality, that mountain mentality, it's different than the urban.
Yes.
And it's a cultural thing.
Yep.
And, you know, and of course, if you go out to the plains and you're on the farms and ranches, then it's going to be different there too.
Yep.
So how do I make all this work and come together? So coming to Clear Creek, you mentioned you're excited about it.
Yep.
You touched on it a bit. And why? And then when you get here, when you really take, oh, by the way, when is your first day?
It's officially July 1st, but I've begun already.
Of course.
Yeah. I've done two board meetings.
I've
been to the district office. Yeah. Started meeting with folks. The work just happens.
That's what educators do.
Yep.
Yeah. Teachers, you get hired in a job, you're already on there in July and August figuring out your lesson. Because when the kids come in, you better be ready. So you're already on.
Yep.
So coming to Clear Creek, why this in particular... this particular community, you're excited about being here. I could tell just by your voice and some of the stuff you said, and we're excited to have you. And then what would be your early emphasis coming in to the community, taking over as superintendent?
Sure. So I'll talk about the why first and then maybe kind of initial steps. And please, you know, kind of ask additional questions if I don't quite pull it all out. In terms of why Clear Creek, well, first I should share, I bought my first house in Idaho Springs many, many years ago, before kids.
Okay.
My husband Kip and I lived up at 2056 Wall Street, so kind of at the tippy top of Wall Street.
Yes,
so
you know the town.
I do.
Yeah.
It was
awesome.
Yeah, and we come up periodically. We live in Evergreen, and so, you know, we come up and we hike and we come into the town, but really lived here for a number of years and loved it. So that's a piece for me. I really do think that you have to fall in love with the community in order to be able to best serve and support them. To me, that's part of that fit process. Another thing that I guess just is so important to me, I mentioned being principal at Ralston and being in a small mountain community. I love that experience. And I love my work in Jeffco. I will say that forever. I'm so grateful for the opportunities I've had. Love the systems and the strategy work. I've known for a number of years that I want to lead in a small system. And to me, I will only move west. I will never move back down the hill. I am mountains through and through.
I hear you. Yeah.
So I kind of had my eye on Clear Creek for a number of years and thought, well, I'll see what happens, and looked at a couple other mountain districts. And when I did my interview at Clear Creek, and it was about a 14-hour day, it solidified the decision for me. I will tell you, that was one of the best processes I've ever been through. The stakeholder groups that I had an opportunity to talk with, the fact that we had students on the interview committee, which, oh my goodness, I went home that night and I just said, I'm home. This is where I want to be. And I sent off a quick thank you email because I just felt like this is where I'd love to be. And I just feel like it's a gift that I'm going to have the opportunity to lead.
I'm going to break in just for a sec because I want to do a shout out because I'm with you.
Yeah.
Kudos to the board for taking the leadership on this. And then contracting, I can't remember the name of the company, but the Headhunter company.
Yeah.
And Norman who led it. And then going to a number of the meetings. And as you mentioned, the stakeholders, the teachers and some of the parents showing up there, giving input. It was very impressive.
Yes. As I've done a few comments at the study session and then the board meeting last week, I have extended a huge thank you to everyone who's been involved, because that really does show a level of dedication. And I've been nothing but thrilled and impressed with the people that I have met who have just shown this amazing warmth and welcome. But also, we're here for kids. You can look at lots of different districts and there's lots of different parties. We are here for kids. That's another reason that leading in Clear Creek to me is just a gift. I will have the opportunity to be closer to the classroom. Again, love my work in Jeffco, thrilled with the learning that I've had. Can't wait to apply a lot of what I've learned to some of the work in Clear Creek. But my work had me multiple layers removed from classrooms. And although I got out and about in schools, not nearly as much as I want to be. Everything we do, again, should come back to kids in classrooms. Yeah. And in a system the size of Clear Creek, that to me is just part of the work. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, there's a level of separation. I get thinking our total student population would be in one of Jeffco's big high schools.
High schools.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say a percentage, but you're right. Or even a middle school.
Yes.
It doesn't even match because the middle school I taught in Aurora had like 1,100 kids.
Right.
In one building, and that's just three levels. And of course, then you need layers of layers.
Right.
And there's that separation from the top into the classroom. So I hear you on that one there. Yeah, so when you're here, your early emphasis with you can't do everything at one time. It's going to take some time to get settled in and really get to know the community. But coming out of the gate, that's important.
Sure. Getting to know the people, the gifts, the priorities in Clear Creek. I call it this immersion phase. And I'm in it already where I'm embracing every opportunity to meet people, whether it's individuals or in groups. And I'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. But to me, it's that immersion phase because I shouldn't be suggesting our next steps until I truly understand the work that's currently happening in Clear Creek, as well as where folks want to take it. Now, with that said, I've had some early information already, again, through the interviews and just through meeting with people, again, wonderful folks. And I know right away that our educators, we've got a high turnover. We are losing educators to other districts. And so the whole idea of recruiting, retaining, sustaining, fostering, growing our educators will be one of the first priorities and an ongoing priority. I don't think that's one you ever check off the list.
Right.
Because truly that's about great climate and culture. It's about leadership. It's about compensation. It's about honoring people, and it's about helping people understand, but also feel it. You are part of something that's so amazing that you want to stay here. And yes, certainly our young educators often will make, you know, decisions, but if they make a decision to stay because they want to be here, then we've done our best work. So around educators, that retaining, recruiting, growing, that's a huge priority coming right out of the gate. I also have heard from folks and also just experienced a little bit. I think we need to increase our communication, increase what we're celebrating that's happening in the district, just increase the news that gets out to folks. I've got a number of different ideas about how we could do that, but I've got to really understand again what's currently in place, what's possible as a parent. And this is where I feel grateful, because I've got two kids of my own who are school age. As a parent, I need information in a way that's easily digestible. I'm a busy working mom, but I want that information. And yes, so we need to make sure we're getting that out to folks. And there's a second purpose behind that too. It also helps folks who are thinking about bringing their kids, moving their families to Clear Creek, understand the great things about Clear Creek, which I guess leads into maybe a more long-term goal. I'd like to increase our student enrollment. I worry that we're losing kids, and maybe folks don't know and understand what's great about our district, what can be great that'll keep our kids here. So our teachers, our educators, communicating and celebrating. I won't go into a ton of detail on the how, have a few ideas, and increasing enrollment. And yeah, again, it all comes back to what's happening in classrooms.
Oh, I'm thrilled to hear all of that. You know, in like you're talking about the immersion, and then having come from, I'm a retired teacher, and mm-hmm. For a few years I was the president of my teacher association mm-hmm. in Summit mm-hmm. County, and I helped lead the push for a master contract mm-hmm. there, and which was really great in terms of, you know, the process and mm-hmm. everything, but, you know, the but moving, you know, what helped me understand mm-hmm. was that the intricacy of the district, the role the teachers played in mm-hmm. the entire process there.
Yep.
And how it's a collaborative effort and in the whole thing there.
Yep.
You know, so I really came to really appreciate the particularly for the board and on the administration level,
yeah,
because I had you know, in the past, you know, been a teacher. I wasn't mm-hmm. in the classroom there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in the classroom, but not in the administrative level there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always this other. But having worked together with the network of people around,
yeah,
both the board and the administration,
yep,
I really came to appreciate what you all are doing.
Yeah, well, and I think it goes both ways. And I've been fortunate to have great teacher union leadership partnerships. You know, we've lived some interesting times in Jeffco and have always had just an amazing partnership. And even as I was, again, you know, saying goodbye to friends, with our JCEA is our union in Jeffco, saying, you know, we'll probably be working together. I'll probably reach out to you as we continue some of the work. They're great friends. They're great people. And really, it's what you said. We can't do this work alone. It takes everyone. It takes the Board of Education. It takes whether you want to call them central administrators, district office, doesn't matter.
Right.
It takes our educators. And again, educators being classroom teachers and everyone who plays a part in a child's life. We need everyone to really work together on that. And we may have different differences on how we get there, but provided we value each other, then we can always come to some sort of agreement into how we're gonna do the work. But yeah, good partnerships all around. I feel very
absolutely
fortunate.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, and then we talked, you know, in terms of like the outreach.
Yes.
You know, and are you still, do you have any specific plans, you know, like
yes,
particular groups you wanna meet with? You already mm-hmm. been doing some of that.
Yeah.
And what could people look forward to, and when hearing from you, and try to set some stuff up?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm doing a superintendent meet and greet tomorrow, which is the 25th from 4:30 to 6:30 over at the high school. And that's just a drop in, come in and say hi, no formal presentation. And from there, I've got a whole list of different things that are happening. I'll be doing what I call 3 coffee chats, and that'll be mid-July. We're still setting the dates and we'll get those out. I'll do one up in Georgetown, one in Idaho Springs, and one in Evergreen. And it'll be a morning time, so families who morning is better than late afternoon can just drop in, say hi. That's for kids as well. Kids, families, educators, whoever wants to come drink coffee with me, because I do love my coffee. So that'll happen mid-July. Later on in July, I'll be meeting with the teen council from Mountain Youth Network, which will be exciting, our student leaders. I'll be meeting with Floyd Hill HOA mid-July. I've got a whole list of upcoming kind of groups that I either have it solidified or we're pretty close. Rotary, the senior Clear Creek County staff, the volunteer fire department leadership, the Metropolitan Rec District, the Economic Development Council, the Booster Club. I will be at one of the regularly scheduled PTA meetings at each of our elementary schools. Emerge is a group in North Evergreen that I'll meet with.
Yep.
And then I've got a whole list of things. That's a lot of external, but internal, where I'll meet our new teachers beginning of August, and then we'll have a staff kickoff August 14th, and then I'll be at the various orientations and back-to-school nights at the beginning, just to be present and to get to know folks. I'm volunteering at the half marathon. Actually just ran the slacker last week and I'm still a little bit sore. Chloe, my daughter, and I ran it together.
Nice.
Which is great till about mile 8, and then I got a calf cramp and thought I was gonna die. So I'm just really trying to be out there. And the slacker I'd signed up for even before I'd interviewed. I was up here at Westbound and Down and had
Did you have your snowshoes on at the top? Or?
No, my feet got, they were soaking wet in the mud and the snow, but it was okay. Then it was sunny the rest of the way. Yeah, that was a beautiful, beautiful course.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And I'm glad to see you're a distance runner.
Yes,
okay.
I did. Yeah.
And you've done halves before?
No, only one. I've done the Georgetown to Idaho Springs years ago.
Okay.
So I had to kind of up my mileage for this last one, which was fun. It was a good mother-daughter experience.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll talk more, too, because that's what I do, too. And I missed the slacker. I had other stuff.
Oh, no. Are you going to run the other one?
I'm not sure. I've cut back. I just finished my 7th marathon last summer. So I go like, okay, I need to start detaching here a little bit here. So I'll see when I get to. I have a couple others that I run. The Boulder, I'll never miss. I love that one. And then there's a hot chocolate race the 1st of October.
Yeah. Yep.
If you run that down in Denver.
I have not, but I have friends who have. And I think my son has run that, Jackson.
Okay.
I know. It's 15K. It's really early in the morning. It's really early.
8 o'clock to start.
That's
early in the morning. No, I need if it starts after 8, I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah. And, you know, and I was going to ask you what you're going to do in your spare time when you gave me that list of people. That's so awesome, Karen. You're going to be meeting with so many different groups, and you already got it set up.
Yep.
So this is like real community.
Yep.
And I know before we start talking, you were talking about people and learning their stories. I'd love for you to just comment on that before we wrap up.
Absolutely. That'll be a theme that folks will hear as I'm, again, out and about meeting people. But I know the best way to really get to know people is to understand their story. And so whether I'm talking with families or some educators or some of my central staff, I really want to understand their story. What brought them to Clear Creek right now, here and now? Because when we understand each other's stories, it helps us be in better service of each other. It helps us really do our best work. And as an educator, that's my role. As the chief learner, I'll call it, the head learner, my job is to understand where people are coming from and what their needs are. So that'll just be a theme that I'll carry throughout because I think it helps build understanding.
And then the ones who were born and stayed.
Yes, yes. Yes, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, why do we stay then?
Right.
You know, that whole experience, because then that's that commonality we share here too. So that's awesome. All right, so final thoughts, and we'll set it up for you to come back another time. But we're going to start doing this on a regular basis now.
That'll be great, because again, I'd love to celebrate things that are happening. I think just final thoughts, I'm so excited. You know, I'm torn in that. I wish school was starting tomorrow because I really want to get into classrooms. However, I also know that I need some time to kind of step back a little bit and have some endings and new beginnings. So I'm excited when I'm able to meet people, get into classrooms. I'll get out and about in the meantime, do some trail running. And that's how I tend to process and plan.
Good.
And I just can't wait to really begin to understand how I can best support and serve in Clear Creek.
Well, I am thrilled that you're here, just getting to know you just in this conversation. We had not met before.
Right.
I stayed in the vested in the process until I didn't get involved with the final interviews or anything like that. Because to me, what was important was the process itself, not the final decision.
Yep.
And trust all the other stakeholders who have an immediate stake in the school, the teachers and the parents of the children and everything to make that call. And it seems to me they made a very wise one here.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited.
All right. So, all right, everyone. Hey, this is Jerry Fabianic on KYGT, LPFM 102.7, 103.9. And visiting with our new superintendent already on the job, even though officially she starts next week. That's okay. It's all good. Karen Quenbeck. And looking forward to hearing more from Karen about the district and how we're going to keep moving forward, keep growing, and giving the kids in Clear Creek the best education possible. So, all right. We'll be back soon. Okay, bye now.